From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kiana Fernandez. The family of Riley Strain, a missing University of Missouri student, held a press conference this afternoon calling for more organized search efforts. KOMU 8 reports Strain has been missing since March 8th after being kicked out of a bar in Nashville. He was there for a fraternity formal. United Cajun Navy, a natural disaster response organization, is helping with the search after being contacted by the Strain family. David Flagg is the National Director of Operations for the United Cajun Navy and spoke at the press conference.
Our main focus, obviously, is to find Riley. Our secondary focus is to ensure the safety of the people who are out here searching.
The Metropolitan Nashville Police Department is still filtering through Crime Stoppers tips. Missouri and Nebraska experienced the largest decline in June pastureland quality since 2020, compared to other top beef-producing states. The Missouri Independent reports climate change has made dealing with droughts more complicated. In recent years, the Midwest has undergone periods of significant rainfall and flooding, followed by months with no precipitation at all. This weather whiplash is a new challenge for livestock producers. When droughts persist for years, grasslands can't recover to sustainable levels. Last year, half of Missouri's pastureland was at least in poor condition, the highest rate seen in June in almost 30 years. When droughts persist, ranchers kill off more animals. This reduces herd size and total beef production. This year, wildfires have already charred thousands of acres in the Great Plains. Dry conditions and unseasonably warm temperatures made the optimal settings for wildfires, and some experts say they are seeing more intense fires. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope has more.
Wildfires caused evacuations in parts of Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Texas, where the Smokehouse Creek fire began on February 26th and is the largest wildfire in the state's history. Ben Bohall, a Nebraska Forest Service public information officer, says his state used to have a bad wildfire season about once every 5 years. But since 2022, the season is longer and more intense.
So, you know, we're not really having fire seasons anymore. We're just having fire years.
Bohall says about 90% of the state's wildfires are caused by humans. For instance, Nebraska's recent 70,000-acre fire sparked when a mower hit a rock. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
Columbia City leaders are urging Police Chief Jill Schlute to more quickly implement a plan to have mental health professionals accompany officers on 911 calls with suicidal subjects. The Columbia Missourian reports the city has delayed implementing this plan, which aims to prevent suicides and officer-involved shootings, for 4 years. Schlute said in a council meeting Monday that the department is still working on collaborations with other organizations and is adjusting the logistics of the plan. I'm Kiana Fernandez, KBIA News, Columbia.